Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Holly says glow-ups are real, though. I mean, what is it, though? How do you change, transform whole look?
Well, maybe you get into fitness.
Maybe you get into fitness. You do your makeup differently.
You
change your hair.
You get shape
You buy it.
Yeah,
there's another way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example we could tell him that would be the best example. Who's a good example? Well, Tyler White was for year.
Steph Curry's wife, actually.
Aisha.
I don't like Tyler.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I think she was.
I think after
the kids, then now she's back. She seems to be back.
That's probably not exactly.
When she became part of the public consciousness, she went from housewife. Not that that was all she was, but she was Steph Curry's wife. And then we look at her now. She looks different. I get it.
Well, a lot of people say she was Food Network star.
Well, John may have a point. She lost 35 pounds during quarantine.
Oh, no. She's been in her bathing suit the whole time.
Yeah.
No, this is... But before then, she's already kind of been out there like...
Well, but when Steph married her, I'm sure she was... And then she had the kids.
So that's not really a good
one. Well, for us it is because we didn't see her.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Yeah, and I was always like, come on, Steph.
And if you look... If you type in a picture of Aisha Curry, the glow-up is real.
Oh, no. She's putting herself. She takes pictures in her bathing suit, literally like, "Oh, hey guys, just running to get some, egg white omelet here." Oh, what? Why am I in my bathing?
She's
suit
like,
here?
How did this get on?
Is Adele
a mask in a bathing
is
suit
Adele
drive through?
People will
Adele.
Well, Keith will come at us because she was
Adele
she was quote unquote a queen before. But if Adele would be one you could point to and go, "Oh,
yeah,
there's one."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say Adele would be. That would be...
Man. I think the slander for Aisha Curry is probably gone now.
I mean...
Not in Houston.
I always slandered her.
Well, that's because of her.
I always did.
That's because of her.
I was never a big fan.
Her husband.
I was never a big fan of any of them.
She never did anything
any of the Currys.
She never did anything to the city of Houston, though.
No.
And they were just crushing her restaurant nonstop.
Yeah.
This place has rats. Like, it's not even open. How y'all leaving Yelp reviews on a place that
we just expected to?
Not even open. By the way, I heard you were throwing down. I got a text from Ryan LaShane on Saturday saying that he brought. First of all, he said, "That scumbag, your scumbag buddy's coming in today." I said, "Oh, is Granato coming in?" I said, "Oh, get ready to hear him complain about no Coors Lights." He goes, "I already sent somebody to the store to get it. I don't feel like listening to him." Then he said he was pouring it table. They were pouring it table side into a champagne glass. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they did that. I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's what he
said. But that's all right. That's all right. I was fine with it. I don't care. If as long as it's Coors Light, I'll drink it out of whatever.
What'd you get?
What'd we eat?
Yeah.
Oh, he just kept bringing stuff out. It was awesome.
Death by
awesome.
Food.
Yeah. It was awesome. We had a great night. The food was excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, any of the new sandwiches?
No, we didn't have sandwiches. We didn't make any sandwiches.
Oh, you didn't have any of them, the new ones?
No.
Oh,
No. But Tuesday, apparently he's rolling them out. And as a matter of fact, he's bringing them in studio. Good. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to.
Well, he's lazy.
He's been in Nashville too.
I know, but I don't want excuses. I don't want to hear. Don't tell me how big the waves are.
Just bring the food in.
Bring the ship in.
That's tomorrow.
Shipment of food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. LeShane. All right. Lazy ass.
One of them is. Have you ever heard of chopped cheese? It's like a bodega. It's like a New York bodega staple. It's ground beef with cheese, lettuce, tomato. It doesn't sound like it's crazy, but it's delicious.
Mm.
He's got that filet of fish where he makes his own.
We had that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
That is excellent.
That was really good.
I said it's better than McDonald's. He was like, hey, I love McDonald's filet of fish. I was like,
did he make you do a shot?
We did a shot. Yeah, we OGD. We did plenty. Don't worry. We had a great time. Rial, if you haven't been there, and he was doing well. Saturday night was nice. I mean, it's obviously he's social distancing.
It's limited. You feel safe in there.
You do. He put us over on by the bar side, which was smart. The waiters and waitresses didn't have to walk that far.
Not as much walking.
No,
yeah.
Not as much walking. Waste time.
Quicker to get there.
Yeah, no, that was it was good planning by them. Anyway, yeah, so good, clean fun for the whole family. Over there, but back to this college football thing. The Big Ten is meeting today, right? And throughout the week, I think SEC is meeting on Thursday. If one conference goes down, do they all?
Well, the MAC shut it down as a conference, which was...
No, I'm talking about Power 5.
Well, I know, but that was one that I think a lot of people look at as... You know, MAC's pretty respected conference. It's a Midwest conference, same as, you know, the Big Ten is. And I think that is one of the reasons when the MAC shut it down. I don't think it's any, you know, that a lot of times those MAC teams are out of conference schedule teams for Big Ten teams. And I think once the MAC said we're going to the spring, I think maybe you saw some Big Ten. I think maybe that's one of the reasons why the Big Ten. We've always thought Pac-12 would be the ones to shut it down. That's always been the thought, is Pac-12 would be the one more likely to shut it down. And if anything, Big Ten and SEC, you'd have to pry their football season out of their cold, dead hands because no pun intended at all. But they just simply aren't going to shut it down. That's always been the thought. Big Ten plays football, SEC plays football, and probably ACC, probably Big 12, it's Pac-12 that will shut it down. Well, now Big Ten, it looks like, is going to be, I think there is a decent chance that they're the first one to say, nope. We're just not doing it. And here is, so this was brought to my attention by Tori's listening, and he brought this to my attention. Matt Hayes, I'll bring up this, I want to make sure I get this right, because Matt Hayes, who's a college football writer for a long time Sporting News, I don't know where he is now, but let me see if I can get this. Matt Hayes said this. Here we go. He said...
By the way, he works for Bleacher Report now.
Oh, is he Bleacher Report? Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw the tweet you're talking about as well. I remember it because it spoke to what I believe more than anything else. All this talk about, player safety. Okay, player safety. And what else? You and your... This is a text from a Power 5 AD. You and your colleagues are chasing the wrong story. Yeah. The virus alone is enough to stop the season, but presidents are terrified of players organizing. It's the paradigm shift to change amateur sports. You potentially lose one season with the virus. You lose the entire framework of your mission statement with players organizing. They need time to figure out how to attack it. And by they mean Power 5 ADs and presidents and commissioners.
Well, I think we're heading in a direction that's not changing. Even if you cancel this season, I mean, I know that players feel more empowered than ever. Maybe if they just say, you're not playing this year and you're just going to listen to us and that's it. Then maybe the players go, oh, dang. Well, we're not as tough, as strong as we thought we were. Right now, players are as empowered as ever.
Yeah, you got the stars of football.
And I'm not sure that just shutting this season down will all of a sudden say, oh, darn it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to fight for our rights anymore.
And I don't trust the leaders who couldn't figure out a way to plan for this potential eventuality. Outside of hoping and praying things got better, will have any ability to attack whatever the players bring to them. I don't trust these guys. Why would I trust these guys? They thought to themselves, you know what? We're just going to hope and pray that things get better. And then we'll play football. We're not going to have any real plan in place. We got our ADs in our own conferences not sure about protocol, so they push back practice. What are you guys talking about? What are you guys doing? So you think they're going to win this fight?
Yeah.
I find it doubtful.
I listen, this whole thing is...
See, here's
that's what it's about, is the power of the players, that they're shutting this down for that.
Well, look what happened. We were all gung-ho. And what has changed from let's put out our schedules to, hey, maybe we shouldn't play. In between that time, we've had the Pac-12 players go, we're united. The Big Ten players do something similar. I mean, it's maybe more conspiracy theory than anything else. But what has changed from the time they decided to put their schedules out to now,
well,
as far as the COVID?
I will tell you what. One thing is, just 2 days ago, heart attack victims may be dying because of coronavirus fears. The next hurdle for college leaders, cardiac inflammation. That was 19 hours ago. There was a report released over the last, since between the big Pac-12 coming out with their thing and just, let's say, today, there is a report about inflammation.
Well,
who are they talking to?
Because I read the tweet from the Alabama sports science director saying, this ain't new. What are you guys talking about? Stop pretending like this is new.
Yeah.
Well, no.
No, they have known this. Though.
No, it is new for it. The numbers are new because it's a brand new study that came out specifically regarding coronavirus. And one thing that Alabama sports scientist needs to remember is that anything like we still are only 5 months into this. We still don't even know long term. It's impossible for anyone to project long term at this point. I shouldn't say it's impossible because. I don't know, maybe some things they can, but they still don't, I don't think they have a full grasp on what the long-term ramifications are going to be, since there's some people who can't smell or taste for 3 months. You know, people have had that same thing going on for 3 months. I know someone who they still can't smell or taste. Dude, well then how can we put a bow on that when it's still an open-ended concern right now?
So to your point, though, Dal, you know, that this actually, if you want to know the truth, the meaning and the possibility of canceling the season is actually unifying the players more.
True.
They came out over a dozen college football players last night from the five major conferences, and then they got together and they all had a joint statement saying, we want to play. Hashtag, we want to play. And they did a video all together, and they're urging college football presidents of universities to let the season go on. And actually, they are uniting them even more.
Why? If they don't have a season, any idea of trying to unionize dies this year. The only way that they have leverage right now is if there is a season. That's the only way they have leverage.
But we're a month away from the season. There's no way they can unify and unionize in a month.
No, but the only way that they have leverage
now,
though, is
if you cancel the season, now you give them a whole year to sit around and possibly unionize.
But you have a lot of those guys are going to be gone anyway. Here's the problem with trying to think that you're going to have a strong union movement.
Well, every year they come and go.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think there's
no chance that if you play right now, all of those players are going to be in camps. They ain't going to unionize. They're going to be so flipping busy with meetings and camps and everything and practices. No way they can all get together.
Except you can say, we're just not going to play like the Pac-12 did. All it takes is one long call and just say, we don't play until we get our demands met.
Unrealistic that every player is going to join that. That was a month ago that the Pac-12 players said that, and still nothing has happened. Still.
Came out of the weekend how, despite discussions, they aren't thrilled with the response from the Pac-12. And mostly what the players, from what John's referring to, there's some graphic that Trevor Lawrence tweeted out. It's about get universal safety precautions for us to play. Because the theme is, we want to play, just make sure you can.
They stayed away from anything financial
This one appeared to be something that should be doable.
Yes.
They may not do it at all just because they don't want the season to go on, as far as administrators are concerned. Also, let's develop the College Football Players Association. And really, they want it for all athletes. So athletes have a say in their future.
Well, as well they should. As well they should.
Who do you think is behind this? I don't think. I'm curious, not an athlete. I mean, I wonder who is organizing behind, who's helping the players.
Antifa.
I don't think it's Antifa. And don't say George Soros. I don't. I wonder who is literally
the Russians
helping the players.
Pizzagate.
Along with, okay, you got to be able to do this, and then you do this, and you need to do this. Like somebody, I'm not saying players aren't taking on part of that as well, but I do think if you don't have a season, the players don't have leverage to try to get anything done, especially as it pertains to unionization. And then you have seniors are gone, or they could come back, whatever they do, but a lot of them are going to be gone. And since you have a sweep of players leaving every 3 years, I mean, you know what the solution is, right? You take major college sports out of college sports. You say, look, we will have a college football league. There will be no payments. Your payment is this, but you can go to the XFL, and the XFL will allow you to take the same way in basketball. You can go to the G League and start making money early. You can go to the XFL, start making money. And then I think that's the best case scenario for college football. It's a worst case scenario for guys like Nick Saban and things, you know, of that nature. If you start to see players go to professional, go to, I don't know how to, basically minor leagues that are feeders into the major sports, and you don't use college athletics as the vehicle, because when you think about it, it is kind of preposterous. There are guys who have no business being in college, like would have no chance of getting into college. Why are you asking them to do that? They're just not made for college. There's just people who aren't made for college.
Well, if they cancel this
season. I know somebody very, very well who wasn't, right. And it's just the way
it is. You cancel this season, and the XFL may flourish this spring. We'll talk about it on the other side. But right now, I got to talk about the Loken Group. And if you're selling your home, there's one person to call, and that's the Loken Group. And listen, here's the deal. If he's not doing his job, he's going to let you out of the contract free and clear. He's going to make you an immediate cash offer for your home, so you don't have to do anything. But there are so many people that so many stories. That you had Jeremy, an investment property in Torrey Pines. Lance Loken and his team got 8 showings on the house and an offer for $2,000 over the list price. That's ridiculous. And that was just after 3 days on the market. You're going to always want your initial is always going to be high, right? So if you give it above that, I mean, that's incredible. You know how many people have tried to sell their homes and they have to lower the price, and then they finally sell. Well, guess what? The Loken Group, a lot of their average for selling the house is 30 days, while the other guys are like 56 days. That's so much easier. And again, he'll buy it right away. If you don't want to even show it, Lance Loken says, I'll buy it right now. So if you're looking for the best way, the number one team in the entire state of Texas and number two in the world, it's the Loken Group from Keller Williams. TheLokenGroup.com. TheLokenGroup.com. LOKENGroup.com. 281-861-4624.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Rethink how you manage cash flow and payments for your business. Choose a banking partner who provides secure and remote tools tailored for you. Never pay for something you don't need. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
If you love Texas sports, check out the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast. Legends sharing legendary stories. The Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, online at tshof.org and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you have been in an accident, Lawyer Dave is the man you need. Doesn't matter what kind of accident, whether it's a car, an 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, maybe you've had a bad hospital experience, Lawyer Dave will take care of you. He practices everywhere in Texas. He does not charge for his consultations, and he does not get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, you can contact Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. 713-626-8900. Better dial Dave.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Look at this. PayPal Petty has sent us this. COVID-19 could cause your hair to fall out. My hair has been falling out in massive clumps. what COVID-19 survivor says. What? Doc Linville, 975hair.com. There's a new market for the doc. 975hair.com.
Should we call it the Linville virus now? Maybe he released it into this.
No, society. But you know what? He's gonna fix it. Oh, really? Are we calling if you got a cure? Oh, I guess we do, actually.
Yes, we do, actually.
We could name it after the guy who cures it.
Yep.
It could be. It could be the Linville virus. I don't know.
I just think we should follow the money. All of a sudden, his business is booming because of COVID. Maybe we should stop looking at China.
Did you see Colin Morikawa's shot there?
No.
Did you see it?
It was unbelievable. Still looking at pictures of the girl.
Girlfriend you don't care about.
Yeah, if we're talking about who's more important to me right now, I only appreciate Morikawa for bringing attention to his girl by that awkward interaction they had after he won.
It was awkward. I felt bad for him.
Can I ask you a question, John?
Who's Jordan Woods?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How long has he been doing radio?
How long have you been doing radio? 97. Do you mind turning your mic on?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
How long?
Yeah. So who's Jordan Woods?
Oh, that's Tiger's niece.
Shut up.
No. No. That's not her.
Can't be her.
No.
I thought that was...
No, her name is... She's got like an Indian name.
A
Native American name.
Jordan Woods is the girl who got thrown out of the Kardashian clan for like flirting with Tristan Thompson or something.
Kardashian clan?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know who Tiger Woods' niece is.
How? She's African American.
Oh, you don't think they hang out with African Americans all the time?
Well, by clan, you don't mean that whole
I didn't say family.
You don't mean Jenner and Kardashian clan.
Just think. Okay. There's in their orbit.
So she was in their crew.
She was in their orbit at one point, yes.
Okay.
Cheyenne Woods is Tiger's niece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very pretty, too.
Well, I can tell you this. I just don't see people just shouldn't be sending us these pictures.
Pictures of what?
This show's going just horribly. We're doing a show about that's what I'm saying. Just
what the hell?
Girls getting a,
what is it?
She's getting a massage from behind, and
who's getting a massage?
Just nothing. This is a terrible show.
Wait a minute.
This is really a truly awful.
You brought it up.
Regrettable topic.
Who got a massage?
Just a like regular, but she's just having it filmed because she wants you to see.
But who is it?
The massage. I don't know. Jordan Woods. That's why I was asking who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Lymphatic. See it. Yeah. Hashtag lymphatic drainage. I'm sure that's why she posted that.
Jordan Woods shares cheeky video of her bum massage.
Yep. That's what it is.
Well, why are you? How did you get to
somebody
there?
Somebody sent that to us.
What?
Yeah. Roland. Roland Garcia did.
Shout out to Roland.
He just said, what about Woods glow up? Is what
that's
said.
A Woods glow up?
Well,
I guess
maybe
so.
Someone's wood.
I guess so. You know, college football, if it doesn't go in the fall, they're going to have to do it in the spring. They got to play. Now, NFL thinks they're playing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
NFL believes they are playing. MLB is playing, NBA is playing, and NFL believes they are playing, period. The good thing about football is that once, you know, the bad thing is you have potential to spread, but the good thing is you also have 7 days until your next game. And what I think we could see is them, if you had a COVID spread, you shut it down the next week, whoever your opponent is, and you take that game and you put it at the back end of a schedule. So I think there is a chance you may have to have 2 weeks at the back end of a schedule. I guess they really will want to start on time. And then what you can do is say, look, anything that we have to move to the, you know, to the back end of the season, we'll do that, and we'll just delay the playoffs if need be. The question's going to be, if college football, who really, they could give a crap less when the NFL draft is and when the NFL OTAs are and stuff like that. That doesn't matter one single bit to college football. They've got to get their season in just so they can save some of their programs and some of their, basically their universities. If that's the case, the NFL almost has to change their protocol, don't they, mm-hmm. for the draft? Because I would imagine April 20, so let's say the draft is April 29th or whatever, the back end of April. Well, But that's like the season will still be going on. College football season will still be going on. Do you have a Senior Bowl with no players in it? Like, no, Senior Bowl is just all players who have opted out come to play at a Senior Bowl?
I don't know. You'd have a Senior Bowl this year.
I'll ask, yeah. You have the same concerns.
If there's no college football season this year, the top-rated players that are probably going to the NFL will probably just sit and wait for the NFL draft and do combine and all the stuff that you guys do in the offseason. Mm-hmm. That would probably happen. What the other guys might do, though, is join The Rock. Is get on with the XFL. If you're not invited to the combine, if you're not really being looked at, let's say you are in the MAC. Let's say you are a marginal starter at UCLA or bigger schools or whatever, but you're really not getting looks. And guess what? The NFL can't look at everybody. How many guys do they draft? How many guys are they actually going to look at? 200, 300? The other guys are going to probably go, you know what? I got a place where I can go show I can play.
Well, if you move the draft back, yeah. If you move the if the NFL moves their draft back to, let's say, early June, well, then all of a sudden you could conceivably say, why am I going to play college football for free when I could go play XFL potentially? And like Kenny Robinson last year Kenny Robinson was out, like, he was out of college football.
Well, let's say there isn't even a spring football. Let's say
I don't think that's what they're talking about, though.
Well, are you sure? I mean,
yeah. Everything that I've seen has talked about playing in the spring. What would be the – I mean, if you were ready to play in the fall, then you definitely have to be ready to play after a –
But they weren't ready to play.
A virus.
Yeah.
They weren't ready. And what is their basis of playing in the spring other than we hope it's better? Right? Is that all they're hoping
what's
for?
What's any of our
– Exactly. You know
what? I think vaccine.
But if the vaccine doesn't make it better to play college football, then what are we doing? What is sports going to look like, period?
You're probably going to be in a bubble until we decide we're going to play no matter what. That's the whole point. If you are pushing it to the spring, what is your plan to play it if things aren't quote-unquote better? Are you just going to wait till the fall again?
I think college football shuts down.
That's the question. So, fine, you want to push the spring because you don't feel like it's safe. Say, what's the... So have they put out numbers what they consider safe for football in the spring?
In the NFL, it's considered their numbers are testing. They want below 5% in the NFL.
Yeah, but
below 5% positive.
There's been no. I think one of the bigger concerns, if you are hoping for football in the spring, is does college football, the people who run it, know what's safe, what they consider a safe number? Will the disease have to be eradicated, or the virus have to be eradicated? What numbers have to be down?
That's what I wanna point. Know.
Well, then what.
You can't
exactly.
You can't,
they don't have
though.
No. They don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, they want zero.
Exactly.
Because they don't want the liability.
Exactly. So we're not going to have zero. Even with the vaccine,
you're never
going to
have
zero.
You're never going to have zero.
So what is the?
Well, then you know what they're going to say. We're not going to have any. No football. Zero. Because we're not taking any responsibility for. No. If they go home and they get it, that's not on us. That's what they're afraid of, is the liability of guys suing them when they have heart issues, 5, 6, 7, and they can't play pro football or whatever.
How can you sue if you can't prove you got it from football?
Right. Well, I don't know, but that's what they're worried about.
So what is the liability for a student with on-campus housing?
When
a party is thrown in, because they can do the social distancing in class, but I don't think they're enforcing masks and no parties in on-campus housing. So what's the liability for bringing students to campus and allowing them to kind of do what a college kid does when they're on campus?
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here. JT just he left for school. Missouri State is open. They're going to go get his MBA, and they're having classes and it's like, well, this is what we're doing, but we can't play football.
So what is the liability if a kid gets sick? And there's like a spread on a campus. Where's their liability there? I don't think they know what they're doing.
They have no idea. No idea. 828 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about Boomer Naturals. BoomerNaturals.com. Listen, you got to have a mask. That's the new reality of it. The number one thing is that you want to be able to breathe in the thing, right? I mean, you put these masks on, you're like, oh gosh, or whatever the case may be. Well, these are masks that that will last up to a month. Okay. They've got nano silver technology, which after a month, you've got to replace it. And you know what? That's fine. I don't care. I'm going to replace it. But then you talked about it. A lot of these neck gaiters that they have, they don't protect you.
They just had a study from Duke.
But not the ones from Boomer Naturals, because they have the nano silver technology. All of them do. So if you're looking for the best way, and you got, why are you wearing it if you're not protecting yourself? And that's the key to the whole thing. And the nano silver technology does. It gets it keeps the tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth. And that's exactly what we need right now. They're three-layer, comfortable, highly breathable as well. And everyone you buy, they're going to send one to a charity. So if you're looking for a great way to go about this, free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at boomernaturals.com. Put in promo code Granado. Boomernaturals.com, promo code Granado.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
As we get older, some simple things get harder to do, and for many, just getting up and out of your chair can now be a challenge. Well, that's why America's Lift Chair created a comfortable motorized recliner chair that easily helps you in and out of the chair at the push of a button. America's Lift Chair not only gives you your independence back, but it looks and feels great. And right now, you can try this amazing Lift Chair for 14 full days in the comfort of your own home, absolutely risk-free. Just call 800-709-7413 right now to try the amazing Lift Chair shipped to you for free and placed anywhere in your home with safe, free, white glove delivery. If you or your loved one is starting to have difficulty getting up and out of your chair, or you have arthritis, limited balance or mobility, back or hip pain, America's Lift Chair is for you. Call 800-709-7413 right now to try this amazing Lift Chair absolutely risk-free. Call 800-709-7413 now. That's 800-709-7413. 800-709-7413.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776. 703-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, 831, obviously the big, well, the Astros have made themselves a non-story. The Rockets are just trying to get through this thing, right? They played Sacramento. Russ didn't play. Hopefully he'll be better.
Yeah, Sacramento team who had just found out they're eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
So.
It's like the, yeah, I mean, it was.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Need Russ back though at full speed. Need Russ didn't play. Eric Gordon is maybe gonna play Tuesday. I think he won't, and I think Russ will against the Spurs. That's my guess. We'll see. But right now the Rockets are just I think if you have to put somebody in a plus category or a minus category or a dead even category. Actually, we put the Rockets in a plus category right now in terms of how ready they are for the postseason. I think they're plus. I think the Rockets kind of, James got a little bit of swagger back, and Ben McLemore has been playing terrific, and I think the Rockets are fairly comfortable with who they are right now. They're going to get their brains beat in on the boards, but I think they know who they are and how to play. So, you know, whatever issues they're going to have, they're going to have. But it's not like they're playing bad basketball right now. So that's the whole key.
No.
And you look at other teams around the league, you can't say that they're plus. Some of the teams who are playing best plus basketball right now are the ones who are fighting for playoff spots.
Does Jeff Green continue this play?
Dude, I guess so. Jeff Green is just in a place where when has Jeff Green ever played an offense like this? I mean, he's getting plenty of open looks, and he's knocking them down. I'm expecting him to go in every time he shoots now.
You know, he's just 1 of 4 for three.
Not like Gary Trent Jr.
But he has really. I mean, you ain't scared when. No, you're right. You ain't scared when he gets a shot, an open look.
Mm-mm.
You're right. Ben McLemore. Covington just continues to just... I would like Covington to become the third best player on this team. I think that would be nice. If Covington became the third best player, I don't know that he's got it in him.
Yeah, he's not.
He's a big role player, though, man.
Yeah, I like him.
But... he's a big role player in that hit defense, rebounds.
Who was it before? Was it Capella or was it Gordon before? I think it was Capella.
You think he was the third best player?
Rebounder, shot blocker. And then, you know, he could, you know, catch lobs and dunk. He could do stuff around the basket.
But everything was created for him, though.
Yeah,
he had defense, zero.
But on the other side,
yeah.
He blocked shots, he grabbed rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Eric Gordon creates for himself and he plays defense. That's why I think he's definitely the third best player. He's just not always healthy. That's the concern. That's a concern with him. I'm telling you, I just think the Lakers, LeBron usually gets it done, but he didn't last year with the Lakers. And this year, that doesn't feel like a team. That doesn't feel like a championship team over there with the Lakers. I think Montrezl Harrell came back into the bubble. He's not going to be able to play yet. But once the playoff starts, they're going to be at 100%. The Clippers are going to be at 100%. And I think they're the team to beat. And the Bucks right now are not playing good basketball. They just don't have their rhythm going right now. Who's the dangerous team? Is Portland a dangerous team? Portland had a game won the other day against the Clippers where they could have. Dame Lillard choked it.
Yeah,
they
what
beat
about
the Rockets.
What about the comments after that?
Yeah, with Pat.
Yeah, Pat and with...
And Paul George.
Paul George.
Dude, Paul George is so salty. And then did you guys see Paul George's... Oh, my God. So Damian Lillard's sister went after Paul George's stripper girlfriend who is pregnant by him, and then she called her some hoe ass this, that, and the other. Like, they were going back and forth on Instagram too. I'm like, why are we doing this?
Because don't attack my brother. That's why.
I know,
particularly when he eliminated you from the playoffs last year.
Paul George's girlfriend pops up early in the Google search.
Yeah, Pat Beverly was heavily involved too. Because that's what he does.
Yeah, that's what he does.
But if you're the Sixers, you're like, hey, could you leave Dame alone? Because then he just put 51 on us the next night. Could you leave him alone? Oh, and by the way, shout out. The Sixers are great. Simmons done for the year with the knee surgery. And Embiid turned his ankle yesterday. Now, he should be okay. But another great year for the Sixers. All that tanking. And you're probably going to be a first-round exit again.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least a first-round exit. They lost in the second round last year.
Here's Damian Lillard's sister, Lene,
mm-hmm.
also addressed the barbs on social media, calling out Clippers point guard Pat Beverly and Paul George's longtime girlfriend, Daniela Rogic. By the way, it's his longtime girlfriend that had to file a paternity suit against him. I said earlier I was going to let the whole Paul George bleep go and Patrick Beverly, because everybody know how my mouth is, how my mouth can get. Because you can't talk. You got a whole ass stripper pregnant. So.
And then she responded. The stripper responded, somebody come get this cow.
Somebody come get this cow. And then she tagged Lene.
When girls start calling each other cows. Oh.
Hoes, strippers, cows.
Oh,
that is not empowerment.
That's go
that
time,
is not
though.
I'm
telling you. Like, all right, any woman, listen. Honestly, is it go time when some other woman calls you a cow? I'm serious.
Is it go time?
It is go time. I've seen it personally.
Have you?
I have seen it.
Let's protect.
What do you mean you've seen it?
I've seen it.
A fight
is that
after
the move?
Someone got called a cow?
Fight. That is the move one woman makes on another. When you call the other one, it's now the gloves go off. I'm telling you, they drop gloves.
Have you been in the let's protect the innocent. Have you been in the company of women you know when they've called another woman, maybe not to their face, but just
no, but
called
the woman I know was called a cow.
Ooh.
And she didn't look at it and she wasn't.
Yeah. Cow, because the cow thing isn't just simply about weight or what you look.
Either that, or you shut your fat ass up.
There's a lot.
Oh wow. Wow! What are you?
Who are you hanging out with?
I forgot you hang out with
yeah. No.
Different people.
And it is then. Now we're throwing hands. I'm telling you, why are you so reckless in your circles? Do not call another girl.
So what happened
a cow?
When somebody got called a cow?
Then it was go time. It was seriously.
How long ago was this?
Oh, years ago. Years ago.
How many years ago? Animals years ago?
No, not animals years ago. No, but it was, I'm telling you.
What radio station were you at?
I can't disclose all this information. It's here. too much information.
Yeah.
So all I'm telling you is unless you're ready to throw hands.
Well,
if you're a woman, or if you're a guy, don't call a woman a cow.
If you're a woman and get called a cow, apparently on the internet says someone just called you slow, thick, and clumsy. And not very bright and not attractive.
Okay.
So if you weren't,
wow, that's a lot.
All those.
So if you weren't aware someone called you a cow and what it meant, that's what it means.
That is a lot.
It sure does seem like a lot, doesn't it?
And maybe you chew
in
your
cud. In that one
too.
Little three-letter word.
And maybe you chew your own cud, apparently, too. I don't know.
Well, that...
That's what a cow does.
I know a cow does that. I know that. Yeah, there's nothing positive about being called a cow.
No. A bell cow, used to call running backs that, and that was positive.
Yeah, but I don't think women want to be called bell cows. They just want to be called bells.
Probably.
Well, yeah. Like you ask, man, this offensive lineman's a real cow. Like, that's not great, but you could probably work yourself into bull, or you think, okay, cow means, you know, I'm big, thick. That's like girls. Does any guy want to? Is it a compliment if you call a guy skinny? No, it's not a compliment. It means you're just skinny. Yeah. We know what it means. For a girl, skinny is the. Oh my God, look how skinny I look here. It's. Oh. They believe it's one of the greatest compliments. Some women believe it's one of the greatest compliments you can have. Skinny, like, oh no, we don't need.
I ain't hanging
guys
out.
Don't want. We don't need skinny.
I will tell you one thing. You're hanging out the wrong women if they want to be called skinny.
Well, there's a lot of women who
want that.
Who want to be
look
called
how skinny you look.
No, I'll give you two.
You look emaciated.
I'll give you two thick with two C's, and you'll be happy about it.
You looking thick, girl?
That's a compliment.
That's a compliment for me.
How do I look?
Listen,
ooh, thick.
I
know.
In your world, it's not our.
I'll tell you right. If I call you skinny, it ain't a compliment.
But my wife,
it ain't.
Exactly.
Yeah, skinny, no. I feel the same way.
Yeah,
when you're guys too skinny, say skinny, I think it's an insult too. You're too skinny, but not to women.
Not to women. It's different. Olive oil is skinny. I don't need.
Who's looking for that?
I don't need that. Kate Moss was skinny. I don't know.
I'll drop a slim thick on you too. So I'm saying you're slim,
but you're thick.
That's a compliment for me.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah. No. That's
Heifer's not okay, Mark. Is Heifer okay? Asking for a friend. Don't say Heifer.
No,
that's a really bad one. Actually,
yeah. Oh.
I've heard that one before. Heifer. I'm like, oh no.
So what did Cintron call Luriano's mom? It wasn't Heifer, was it?
I don't know what he said, but it was.
He did talk. Apparently, there is a rumor that he dropped something about his mom.
Jose de Ortiz, is that how you say his name again?
Yeah.
He said, apparently, I was looking at NASA stuff, and it allegedly came from him. He said that Cintron called Luriano's mom.
From who?
De Ortiz. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jose de Ortiz.
Yeah, he said that I saw someone attribute that particular story to him, that maybe he saw or heard something. I don't know how he heard. He wasn't at the game, I don't think. At least
Ortiz heard it.
Yeah.
Or maybe
he read the lips. Because I saw a national report saying, Houston's Chronicles, that Ortiz says Cintron talked about Loriana's mom.
I'm not sure Jesus Ortiz is even following. He's not their writer.
I think he's in Kansas City or something now.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I saw an Ortiz name come up as attributing it to him.
Well, allegedly that's alleged. So, but if Alex Cintron did talk about Luriano's mom, then yeah. But that was alleged. I have not seen.
Yeah, it says according to Astros former Astros beat writer, Jose de Jesus Ortiz, it was up to him. He said Luriano got. His mom, he got set off by Cintron talking about his mom. We'll know more soon, but a person I respect.
He may have heard that from somebody on the team. Yeah.
We'll know more soon, but a person I respect has been told that the A's Ramon Laureano charged toward Alex Cintron because Cintron mentioned Laureano's mother in a bad way. And in Latino culture, bro. Those are fighting words. The person who told me this described Laureano as one of the nicest men alive. Remember, Laureano knows many folks in the Astros organization.
Are you sure you didn't say MF-er? Is that referring to Laureano's mom?
Usually not. It's usually about you.
Yeah, right.
F-ing someone's, your mother, I guess.
It does bring into question your mom.
It does, but usually you don't drop MF-er and are insulting the guy's mom. You're insulting him. But that, I know I saw that, so I guess Ortiz is saying someone close to the Astros told him. Someone I respect.
Yeah, it must be because...
A person I respect has told me this.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at his account. And
well, he better be right, though. You don't put that out there if it's not right.
That's true, but somebody told him that.
Somebody told him that, but it better be right.
Charged word out Cintron because Cintron mentioned Laureano's mother in a bad way. In Latino culture, those are fighting words.
Absolutely. No, in any culture, that's fighting words. No. So, hey, I want to talk right now about my peeps over at Caliber Roofing. I really like these guys. They do. And here's the thing is you want somebody. The roof is it's a big ticket item, isn't it? But here's the deal is you got to have your roof. And if you look up there and your shingles are shingled or you're having any kind of leaking whatsoever, or you did get hail damage or rain damage or whatever kind of damage that you have, then, you know, have these guys come out. And listen, if they give you the all clean, you're all good, no worries, then we'll see you in five, call us in 5 years when we'll inspect it again. They'll come and they'll give you a free inspection. Now, if you're dealing with an insurance agency, you want these guys on your side. Caliber Roofing will be there at the inspection. They'll help you minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Plus, you're sure you're getting a fair appraisal as opposed to what the insurance guys want to appraise it at. So, you listen. Don't, if you have any issues whatsoever with your roof and we get a storm, and the storm season is coming, then you are going to have a lot more problems than you need. So what you need to do is call these guys and let them give you an inspection. Financing is available, affordable monthly payments, no payment penalties, home equity required. 713-823-9355. Caliber Roofing and Exteriors. 975roof.com. That's easy to remember. 975roof.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Year after year, hurricane and flood season rampage through the Texas Gulf Coast. Let the lawyers at MMA help you in getting prepared. Send them your policy and they'll advise on what policy amendments you should be seeking for free. Already suffered a loss and can't get insurance company to pay up? They'll fight for proper compensation so you can get back to living your life. Visit them at largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com. They're here to protect the policyholders at MMA.
Business owners, did you know your website could be causing you more harm than good? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, a leading web design firm right here in Houston. Maybe you've taken a shot of designing the website yourself or hired somebody overseas for $100. If that's you, it's time to get your website done right with SiteJab. Call 713-999-4661. 713-999-4661 and get a custom built website made by sitejab.com. 713-999-4661.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Confirming now, but yep. So it looks like we're going to have Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated at about 9:42.
There we go.
How does that work?
9:45 would be better because we go to break at 9:42, but okay.
Oh, yeah, 9:45, yeah.
9:45. Yeah, tell him 9:45. Yeah, he wrote a piece. He's working for, he's in Baton Rouge 24/7. Yeah, but he's, oh, you know, he's working for SI Baton Rouge. And
he's the main college football, one of the main college football writers now. He's stepped it up. He's big time now. Ross is a great writer. Ross is a really, really good writer. He's in New York right now. Sports Illustrated. He followed LSU for years and was a writer there, and he's going to join us at about...
He came out and wrote a piece about Dana the night Dana threw out the first pitch at the Astros game, and we were all there and everything else, and he sat down with... Wendy was quoted in the article, as a matter of fact.
That was in SI, wasn't it?
SI, yeah.
He's also tweeting, not through reports from the Dan Patrick Show. Apparently, Pat Forty went on and said... The Big Ten vote is 12-2 to postpone. Nebraska and Iowa want to play. I guess from their informal stuff yesterday. Also, per Andrew Perloff, who's on the Dan Patrick Show, the Big Ten and Pac-12 will cancel their seasons tomorrow, per his sources. So more sources in line with what we had, what they've been talking about over the weekend. Pac-12 and Big Ten look to be canceling. And only Nebraska and Iowa want to play in the Big Ten.
Okay, so now let's look at this. If you're the ACC, AAC, let's say now Pac-12 follows suit, Big Ten is out, Pac-12 follows suit. If you lose 50% of your teams, then you. It will not be considered a championship. You can't have a championship game. That's according to the NCAA, although the NCAA doesn't rule college football. What do you do if you're the AAC? You're a group of five. You want to get bigger. You're going to have the spotlight. If I'm the AAC, I'm like, bye. Bye, Felicia.
No chance.
You know what we're going
to
do?
Those presidents are not taking that chance to look like.
Well, they've already voted to have a 12-game schedule.
Well, I know everyone was 10 plus 1, 9 plus 1. There's no way if everyone folds it up that the AAC says, we'll take our chances with somebody getting sick. Like, they're not going to put themselves. They'll look like villains if that happens.
You and I have a little bet then. I'm going to say the AAC plays.
All right. That's all right. Fine.
Yeah, and just to clean it up, apparently all the info's coming directly from the Dan Patrick show. Because before he tweeted out, Dan dropped this info from his source. So apparently Perloff and Dan Patrick are the ones who have the sources about the Big Ten and Pac-12 not playing. And once again, Nebraska and Iowa are apparently the two dissenters who actually want to play this year.
Right. How are you going to do it if the other schools
the
aren't?
Don't, yeah.
Well, you can't.
I can't believe Ohio State's in on this. I wonder what – Clay Travis must be beside himself. Beside himself. I wouldn't be surprised if the SEC doesn't say, you know what, so what? We're playing.
Well, to your point – about who's going to play. If the SEC, like the ACC appears to, is going to follow the ACC's, or the SEC's lead, and the Big 12 is, what I've read, is more in line with the Pac-12 and the Big 10. So if you could get the three Southern conferences, quote unquote, to play, if the Big 12 follows the SEC's lead, and then maybe the AAC would be like, look, we're not alone, and most of our footprint is in the South anyway, quite a bit of it. We'll make southern part of college football is going to play. Why wouldn't we play?
Yeah,
that's the only way I can see it happening. If the three southern conferences decide they want to play, I can see the AAC saying, "Okay, we'll be with you guys."
And you know what? And if yes, hey, we're a big conference. We're big boys. We're putting our big boy pants on. We're going to test like big boy schools. You've got a stage all to yourself. I mean. Now, the SEC will be there and everything, but with fewer conferences out there, with no Big Ten football, with no Pac-12 football, they're going to pay attention to our games.
Yeah, it's a huge...
It'll be huge.
No, but I mean, but it's a huge underdog for that to happen.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's the favorite.
They're going to be the only team, the only conference playing. There's no chance if the Pac-12 or the Big Ten shut down.
No. With the SEC, how do you know that the SEC is going to shut down?
All of them will. No one's going to want to be out there from a liability standpoint.
Well, it'll be four of them if the scenario we're setting up happens. And you know what the SEC has said? We'll wait. We'll wait until our kids get back on campus before we make a decision. I don't think the SEC is going to fall in line with the Big 12.
I don't think so either.
Big 10. They may eventually shut it down, but it won't be because the Big 10 did it.
By Wednesday, all college football will be done until the spring. All of it. I guarantee you. It's not – no one is going to be the holdouts.
Bet.
No one's going to be the holdout. It's especially – what do you do? How do you come back from that if you're the one who decided we're going to show you because we're going to be on a big stage and you have an outbreak and then somebody gets... Did you see...
They've already had outbreaks.
No.
Wait, hold on. Wait one second.
Why are they practicing?
Clemson already had 23. What did you mean an outbreak? They already had 23 kids test positive at Clemson.
Did you see that the Phillies have had people go to the emergency room, but they haven't been able to talk about that? From the Philadelphia Phillies have had emergency room visits.
He said emergency room visits for things they weren't feeling well, but it wasn't serious things. They just wanted to make sure. That's what I read from the manager himself. It was about, hey, let's make sure these things are taken care of, not about...
What is an outbreak? Again, what is an outbreak? Clemson had already admitted that they had 23 positive tests. What is an outbreak?
Yeah, the outbreak thing, Clemson said we push through. So I don't know why. I get the liability, but Clemson had a whole summer of this and decided.
And still, you know what? They didn't stop. They never stopped. Houston had 6, and they said, shut it down. We're done. We're not doing this anymore. Clemson had 23. LSU had over 30 kids in quarantine.
In quarantine, 12 had it. And right. LSU was pissed that it came out 30 because it made them look like 30 tested positive.
No, they quarantined them.
I know, but they were pissed.
So, what is an outbreak? What is an outbreak?
It doesn't matter what
an outbreak
is.
No, you just said if they have an outbreak.
An outbreak means you have to shut down. You have to shut down a game.
No, an outbreak means a lot of tested positive tests. 17, and they've already had 10. Clemson's already had 23, and they didn't shut down.
But the problem is, if you have any kind, if you have 5, then you have to test and you have to wait. You have to wait for results. You have to wait for it all to get in, and then you have to test again a second one to make sure you don't have false negatives.
Well, that's a different thing.
You mean like the Marlins did?
Well, that's about logistics. I thought your point was they're concerned about what it looks like if there's an outbreak.
They've already had the outbreak.
No, I think if they are warned all this, I'm just telling you.
No, they've already had it, though.
You have a brand new study out that just came out about concerns over heart issues. And there's another doctor, and this Ross Dellinger will come on, Dr. Martinez, who says he contradicts what a doctor from Alabama said. I think this is such a long shot for you to think that you're going to have people just break off and say, we're playing Southern football. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I do.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
First of all, the SEC isn't even meeting until Thursday, so it's not going to be shut down by Wednesday. And secondly, I think the SEC already said, we're playing. Why is it just because – and the Big Ten said –
Big Ten said they were playing too,
and then,
now they're
and
not.
And then they turned it around. But the SEC isn't. No, there's no indication that the SEC is going to.
Give it time. Because there was no indication for the Big Ten until all of a sudden Mac shut it down, and then now – the Big Ten's getting ready to shut it down.
Well, that's on them.
I mean, that's how quickly it can turn.
I'm telling you, I will almost get. I'm going to tell you, the AAC will play
because they have to be across the board in unison.
Right,
they have to all believe in the same thing, and their players have to be on board too to do it.
Yeah.
That's a lot you have to have, and all the presidents have to be on board.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so far, they have been. They said we're playing. Not only are we playing, we're playing 12 games.
Like I said, that'll be the most shocking thing. Especially if they're by themselves. If everyone else shuts it down and the AAC is the holdout.
Well, if they're the only one. I don't think they're the only one. I'm telling you, I think the Big 12 plays, I think the ACC plays, and I think the SEC plays.
Well, Ross Dellinger will come on, and Joseph Duarte, he retweeted this from Joseph Duarte.
I hope you're right. I want college football, but I'm not hopeful.
Cedric Williams, who was a Houston defensive lineman, said he had complications with his heart after testing positive. Duarte tweeted it out, and Dellinger retweeted it, so I guess we can talk to him about what he knows about Cedric Williams, one of Houston's players.
All right. 8:57 ESPN 97.5. We'll get him later in the show, about 45 minutes from now. In the meantime, though, Lance.
Why don't we talk about how to save you some money? And you don't always have to cut your services. Usually when you want to save money, you cut services. But, you know, have you ever thought about shopping for homeowners insurance? So many people get into the funk, and I was guilty of this for about 6 years. I stayed with the same homeowner's insurance because I also had car insurance with them, and they showed me all these, you know, savings I had with you get this bundle, and you get this, and we take you off for this. Oh, and you're a safe driver. Oh, you're this. And I thought I was getting these great deals, even though it kept moving up incrementally. And then I went with my friends over to, they're my friends now, at TGS Insurance. I texted the word money to 232323. And the very first time I saved about $800. The second time it was closer to $900. The average savings is $900. But TGS Insurance, they've aggregated a ton of A-rated homeowners insurance companies. And all they do is take your address, take your information, send it through their algorithm, and they come back with a firm quote. And you can find out within 15 seconds, not hours, not minutes, but seconds, what your homeowner's insurance quote would look like. All you have to do is text the word money to 232323. Get your A-rated coverage, but stop paying too much for it at tgsinsurance.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.